Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about another really awesome subject. Today the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 29 and Matthew 28 for the morning. Evening is Esther 5 and Acts chapter 28. The Daily Fire thought for the day is, I have a present tense God and He has given me a present tense faith. Mark my word, passages for the day are Matthew 8, 1 through 3, Hebrews 13, 8, James 1, 6 and 7, and Revelation 1, 4, and then verse 8. The scripture for today, or scripture of focus, will be Revelation 1, 8, which says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and was and is to come, the Almighty. Today we're going to be talking about a present tense faith. A leper in the Old Testament saw something about Christ that few others have seen. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus put out his hand and touched him, and saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy was cleansed. Matthew 8, 1 through 3. Meeting Jesus, this leper, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Not if you can, you will, but if you will, you can. The Bible was not written to tell us what God can do. We know that He is the Almighty. The Bible tells us what God will do. It is easy to believe that God did things long ago. But that's past tense faith and is hollow unless it becomes a present tense faith for today. John wrote a faith of three tenses, past, present, and future. He said, grace to you and peace from him who is and was and is to come. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, Revelation 1, 4, and 5. What he will be, he is now, and always will be. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as it tells us in Hebrews 13, 8. Healing was part and is part of his nature. Therefore, to be consistent with himself, he will heal. The issue then becomes our faith, or lack of it, also known as doubt. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, James 1, 6-7. So don't let doubt interfere with what you know about God's nature. The God who created the universe did not go into retirement when the task was complete. What he did then shows us what he is now, and always will be a creative, active, and good God. Creation was the first and the greatest of all the miracles. So what's the problem with God healing deaf ears and blind eyes? Yet too many have used it to be God, a used-to-be God, anchored in history. We have a present-tense God, and He has given us a present-tense faith. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.